He also, we are taught that when it comes to food, you compliment the cook and not the food. This right now has become an illness, a real bimari, illness, disease. Especially here in South Africa, where we love food. And we only talk about food, chow. How was the chow? This is an illness. We have to stop this right now. We are taught to compliment the cook. As the teaches us also, we go anywhere, you will tell the man of the house, Alhamdulillah, tell the masturah, the ladies in the cuisine, tell them very well prepared. Alhamdulillah, really enjoyed it. It was well prepared, very tasty. That is permissible, where you praise the cook. You give the cook a good word of praise. That is permissible. That is commendable. But to praise the food, that's an illness. This food is like this, and that outlet, the chow is like this. You've got to taste it. You've got to, this is an illness. Where we only talk about food and praise the food only. The way we eat also, so much of, as I say, so much of sounds you make eating time also. Oh, he got his head down, he doesn't look up also. He got his head down in that alim pot, and the way he's enjoying it, ya Allah, like he never ate before. Hey, what a chow. Every lukma he's taking, that even now your mouth is watering also. The way he's having the bunny chow, yeah, how is he enjoying it? Why is he doing it according to necessity? Alhamdulillah. That's why we tell the mothers also, don't make children the slave of food. That we ask the children, what do you want to eat tonight? What is it? They must eat it. Before it was never like that. Before it was simple food, simple lifestyle, whatever a mother made, one pot of food, Alhamdulillah, eat it. Hazrat tells us also, the food you are having in madrasa is better than the food I have at home. Not because Appa can't cook. Simple food, we are happy, Alhamdulillah. We are happy with simple food. We only make rotis now when the roti is finished. Even if it's brittle and dry and breaking, we still have that. But for us now, husband comes, you know, fresh rotis. And wants it hot also. From the tawa to his plate. Like one nani was sitting over there now. It's an illness, it's a bimari. Make toba, make istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never sat on a chair and ate also. He says this is the style of the mutakabbirin, the proud people. They would eat sitting now with their back rested against the kings of before. The food would be served to them. They seated there on the table and the chair, and they're taking the rest against the chair, and the food must be served. He said, you are the slave of the food. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat, one sahabi saw him, he said, well, Ya Rasulullah, you eat like this, like hovering over the plate. Sitting down, hovering over the plate, and eating like this. He said, I'm a slave of Allah. I eat like a slave. I'm a slave of Allah, eat like a slave. Now we know when we go to the takeaways, and how many people tell us also, Marana, one owner of the takeaway says, the worst customers are Muslims. Worst customers are Muslims. Unfortunately, he'll come here with his whole family, and he has to show his Alani also. He got his thick wallet in his hand, he got his posh keys in his other hand, whatever car it may be, not picking anybody. And he comes sit over there, put everything on the table. Click his fingers. Guy must come, alright. What you want? Oh, order more. Don't worry. Order it. And what a noise he'll make. Let the platter come, he'll check every platter. Is that right? What is it? Call that guy by. You take this thing away. Loudly to you say to him, show the people that I'm here right now. Make a noise about it. Right? You see, is that right? Take it away. How can you serve something like this? Wake up. He said they want to show the jat. Who show they are because it's with money. Allah Pak mustn't test him after that. Allah Pak mustn't test after that. But after that he can't even eat one lukma, cancer of the throat will start. I've got some problems. Children got diabetic. Children are getting diabetic from young age also. Now, you see, you're not coming anymore. Now he's humble now. No. Children aren't well now. Got some problems, health problems. Can't come anymore. Because he had attitude. And this whole style of sitting also, Rabbi Afallah never sat like that. Never ever sat like that in his life. See, the Persians and the Romans sat like this. How you see people now, superpowers, how they got the pride of eating, how the Ummah is eating. And we're not making Tawbah Istighfar also. Just sitting on the chairs, back the rest, and we pay so much that table 18-seater, 9-seater, imported, how much we're paying for it. If we need to have a table in the house, a plastic table. We don't need it, you close it up and put it away. We don't need the table in the house. Is that an Islamic home that? According to Zarurat, the need, yes, we have it. Our Hazrat Wala doesn't have a table in the house also. Everything on the floor, that old age also. We have to, for the old people, no problem. They can't say they got knee problem, no problem. Then to Haji Naqwada Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. Because he couldn't sit on the floor. And then to he would say, I will not sit like how those people sit and eat on table and chair. He would sit on the sofa, at the edge also, and one small coffee table there, or put the tray on his lap. Yeah, we'll not emulate them. We'll not eat like them. We're not like them. We don't want to be raised with them also. The whole concept of eating like that doesn't come from the Sunnah, doesn't come from Madina Munawwara. But I want to go to Madina Munawwara, but I want to eat like them. How does it tie up, my dear brothers? How does it tie up? The love of Deen must come. The love of Sunnah must come. My home has to come. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that we bring the Sunnah into our lives.